8:56, 26 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets, and we bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And the grain market's been a little bit on the weak side most of the overnight trade, but wheat has come roaring back since the beginning of the daytime trade, and that's offered some support to corn. Right now, we're seeing the corn market in July at 395 and a quarter. That's up 0.75 cents, while Dease at 406 is down 0.25. Really good export bookings on the corn old crop in particular at 73.1 million bushel, new crop 2.8 million bushel. Interesting that Mexico and Japan are very typical buyers, took the most amount of this corn and also unknown destinations. On the bean side of things, Brian, we're down just a hair with the July beans at 1073, down a penny. New crop November at 1041 and a half is 3 cents lower. On the bean side of things, Brazil's CONAB came out with their official estimate today at 113 million metric tons of beans. That's a little bit lighter than some of the privates are talking, a record large crop over 114.1 that they produced a year ago. Again, USDA will have their numbers out at 11 o'clock Central Time this morning. I thought we would see probably a decline in domestic corn ending stocks and also global corn ending stocks, bean ending stocks down a hair as well. On the wheat side of things, right now we're seeing the new crop July Chicago wheat at 517 and a quarter. That's up 4 1/4, with the July KC wheat at 554 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. Deepening Southwest Plains drought conditions, a little better in eastern Oklahoma and eastern Texas, has this market kind of on edge. I wouldn't consider that things are extremely bullish, but certainly will be bouncy here in the week. On the livestock markets this morning, we're seeing the cattle under just a little bit of pressure with the April live cattle at 123. That's up 2. June's at 114.75, down 7. We did see some fully steady cash trade develop yesterday, and I think that is a reflection of the Northern Plains blizzard that has really shut down movement of cattle coming from the north. Feeder cattle down just a hair with the April feeders at 145.22. That's 15 lower. The hog market saw a pretty sizable break yesterday and then came back kind of nicely into the close, but the April live cattle at 67.05 are down 75 cents this morning. I would look for a very significant Saturday kill on hogs as we didn't start off the week with a lot of product ready to ship and also haven't had big kills due to weather issues. On the outside markets, the crude oil continues to slide. We're down about 30 cents in the April crude at 60.86. Right now, we see all the metals markets under a little bit of pressure. The dollar is up versus the real. The real's down just a hair this morning, but the dollar's higher, but still under the dollar index is still under 90 even, which has been kind of a pivot point on that dollar index. Be interesting to see what USDA comes out with at 11 o'clock. The trade is leaning towards the friendly side on corn and maybe some question marks on the beans. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Always good to check in with her each Thursday here on WILL. Current conditions in our listening area, we're at 26 degrees right now in Urbana, relative humidity at 73%. We've got partly cloudy skies and a wind out of the northwest around 10 miles per hour. Danville checking in, 25 degrees, a west wind gusting to 18 miles per hour. And in Rantoul, 27 degrees, a northwest wind gusting at 22. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny skies today, a high of 35 degrees with a northwest wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 26 degrees at 9 o'clock.